Thanks for coming to my talk. This talk is going to be a little bit different from what we have seen during this session. This is going to be more chemistry rather than applied research, but I hope you enjoy it. And well, my name is Nadia Martinez Villegas. I'm a PhD student working at, getting my degree at Penn State University, and I'm working with Dr. Carmen Enid Martinez. The research that I'm going to present today has been funded by the Department of Agriculture of the United States, and I'm partially supported by the National Council of Science and Technology from Mexico. The presentation that I'm going to give today is about how... it's about how dissolved organic carbon interferes with the sorption of metals onto soil solid phases, and I'll show that this interference is given by two different mechanisms. The first one is the complexation of metals by DOC in the solution, and the second mechanism is the sorption of dissolved organic carbon onto the solid phases, which in somehow impedes further sorption of metals. And I'm going to start with the analysis of this problem, looking at soil as a reactor. I think soils can be regarded as packed reactors, where metals entering the solution can be either retained on soil solid matrix or remain in the solution and be eventually leached. Because by all means, what we want, or the most desirable scenario, is the retention of metals in this soil matrix, we are interested in the study of the processes acting in this retention. Now, the study of these basic interactions between trace metals and soil solid phases is key to successfully decrease metal mobility. And this is especially important in cases where, for example, mixtures of aluminum of iron oxides and organic matter are used as, for example, amendments for the remediation of metal contaminated soils. And well, how we study these basic interactions? Well, what we do is basically to take a snapshot of a small element in the soil profile. And then, if we make a close-up of this small element, we see that a soil particle is a complex assemblage of soil colloids interacting with a solution or through a solution. In this cartoon, we have, for example, iron oxides, organic matter, and silicate clays interacting through a soil solution. Now, in a further step, what we do is to take apart these soil solid phases and put them again together in a reactor. Now I have to point out that in this reactor, these solid phases are interacting among them through the soil solution, but they are not mixed like in this case. Now we call this system a multi-component system. And starting from the fact that multi-component systems model competition among solution and solid phases, we carried out batch studies for up to 8 months. Our batch reactors have three different compartments, each one containing 0.5 grams of ferric hydride, organic matter, or montmorillonite. These compartments were made of dialysis bags, and they were sharing a common solution of 1 liter of 0.01 molar potassium nitrate. Initially, we prepared 6 reactors, and we spiked each reactor with 100 milligrams per kilogram of cadmium, chromium, copper, and nickel. And we sampled one reactor, which were disassembled during the sampling, at 1 day, 0.5, 1, 2, 4, and 8 months. Now, we analyzed the solution for free copper by ion selective electrode, labile metals by differential pulse anodic stripping voltammetry, and total metals by ICP. In addition, we measured the concentration of dissolved organic carbon. I mentioned that these compartments are made of dialysis bags, and then they allow the migration of metals in the solution towards the solid phases, but at the same time, organic matter can be dissolved or can release organic compounds from the solid phase towards the solution. And so we measure dissolved organic carbon in the solution, and in addition, we measure the total concentration of carbon sorbed onto the mineral phases by a combustion method. Now, we find that dissolved organic carbon increases over time in this figure, and DOC reaches a steady state after 4 months. We also find that similarly to DOC, the sorption of metals over time increases, and we see that, for example, cadmium was the metal that showed the highest sorption, while chromium showed the lowest sorption, with nickel and copper in between. I want to highlight the fact that none of these metals showed complete sorption. If we observe, cadmium showed near 90%. And also, it is interesting that the concentration of each metal in the solution was low enough so that saturation of the surfaces did not occur. Oh, I forgot something. Now, for my next slide, I'm gonna focus on cadmium and copper to illustrate a relationship between this reduced sorption and the concentration of DOC in the solution. Now, in this figure, we have the concentration of copper and the concentration of cadmium in logarithmic units for the different species of each metal. We see that, in general, total, labile, and free copper decrease over time. But something interesting to see here is that we observe a large difference between total and labile copper. This difference accounts basically for non-labile species of copper. Now, if we look at the cadmium figure, we see that this difference accounting for non-labile cadmium is small. For example, we see that at 8 months, 88% of copper in the solution existed as non-labile species, while only 36% of cadmium was non-labile. Interestingly, cadmium was the metal that showed the highest sorption, while copper showed intermediate sorption. So basically, we believe that metal complexation by DOC causes reduced sorption. But I'm going to move to a second reason for the reduced sorption that we observe in our system. And this is basically the blocking of the mineral surfaces, in this case ferrite and monomolylonite, by DOC. In this figure, we have total organic carbon sorbed onto ferrihydride and monomolylonite over time, and we see that DOC onto the solid phases increases, and that it was higher for ferrihydride than for monomolylonite. Now, DOC on the mineral phases is a consequence of the dissolution of organic matter, as I mentioned before, from the solid phase towards the solution. So DOC, this is what we think, DOC sorbent to the mineral phases is occupying sites or reactive sites that otherwise would have been available for the sorption of metals. And in summary, metal retention in our multi-component system was incomplete and followed the trend cadmium, nickel, copper, and chromium. And I'm gonna use this cartoon to illustrate the two processes that I mentioned at the very beginning. I think are the responsible ones for this incomplete sorption and for this trend. In this reactor, which is our multi-component system, we see that when iron oxides organic matter, and silicate clays plus dissolved organic carbon are competing for the retention of metals that are in solution, DOC comes and complexes metals, forming these metal DOC complexes. Now, these complexes can be labile or non-labile, and we observe that in the case that the percentage of labile species is large, such as I show for copper, the sorption of metals onto these solid phases is kind of difficult or is prevented by these non-labile species. Now, if these non-labile species if the percentage of non-labile species is small, as I shown for the other metal cadmium, then the metal can undergo sorption readily. So basically, non-labile species prevent the sorption of metals onto solid phases. Now, this dissolved organic carbon not only complexes metals in solution, but it also went to the solid phases. And when in the solid phases, as I mentioned in my previous slide, it is going to block the surfaces that otherwise would have been available for the retention of metals. One implication of these results is that, as you all know, iron oxides are very well known for their high metal sorption capacity. But in this study, we find that high sorption capacity can be reduced due to the sorption of dissolved organic carbon. So this is especially important if iron oxides and organic matter are being used as amendments in soils for the remediation of metals. Currently, I'm working on the determination of the total concentrations. This is difficult to find. In the determination of the concentrations of each metal onto the solid phases, in order to evaluate which was the solid phase that was more competitive in the retention of metals. And well, with that said, I'm happy to answer any questions, provided they are easy ones. Yes.
I'm curious if you ran an experiment where you didn't add any metals to the reactor and just observed what happened with the dissolved organic carbon and its retention on the surfaces.
No, we haven't done that experiment, but retention of dissolved organic carbon onto mineral phases, and especially onto, well, in fact, on both of them, on iron oxides and silicate clays, is not a very well understood process, but it is well known that DOC sorbs onto the mineral phases, and in fact, is one of the processes of preservation of soil organic matter in soils. So I haven't done those experiments, but I'm pretty sure they will sorb DOC. Is there any other question?